Okay, so first I just wanted to mention something that I should have noted last time. In the context of the discussion regarding what the basis for the tours of Hakash and Bakadei Lahamis, so one of the possibilities that we discussed was that it's Midin Anas. So I should have mentioned that this is predicated on the assumption that Anas, that Ulanar al-Sasadavar, is not specifically, it's not limited to cases of compulsion or coercion, but it goes beyond that, such that it could be something which could provide the basis for a patur, let's say, in the case of Hakash and Bakadei Lahamis. So I think that this is clearly so. The Rambam in Hilchos Shagagos, I think Perek Hei Halacha Gimel, codifies the Gemara in Shavuos and Yeches, which says that somebody is ba al ishto shelo b'shas vesta, which is pirsa nida. So in that case, you're not going to be chayav chatas, even though shogeg would be chayav chatas, because it wasn't something you should have anticipated, and therefore you're going to be putter. Meaning that this is a case of anus. This is the Rambam Halacha Vav. Habal ishto shelo b'shas vesta v'ras adam b'shas tashmish harei il p'tur nikorban chatas m'nishizeka anus hu lo shogeg. Why? And the Rambam explains what the difference is. What makes something shogeg versus anus? Shashogeg hayelo livdok v'ludaktik v'ilu badak yafe yafe v'diktik b'she'elos lo haya b'lidei shkaga ulfi shelo tarach b'drisha b'chakira v'achakach yase tzarech kapara. So the shogeg, we had expected more from him. If he had done what he was supposed to do, to know the halacha, then he wouldn't have found himself in a situation where he was over the zaveiros. That's shogeg, where it's fair to expect more from him. Aval ze, meaning the bal ishto shelo b'shas vesta, malo lasos, harei tahora haisav shelo b'shas vesta bal, ein ze lo onis. But this person, it is reasonable to expect him to have done differently, so therefore he's considered to be honest and not shogeg. So according to the Rambam, what emerges, and the Rambam is just, again, codifying this Gemara, what emerges is that what defines something as anus is that it isn't reasonable. Law doesn't expect you to have done otherwise, to have avoided this. One reason that might be is because you were compelled to do it by somebody else. You had no choice, it was under coercion. But another reason could be that there's no way you could have anticipated this. It wasn't reasonable to expect you to anticipate it. Therefore, again, it wouldn't be reasonable to expect you to have done otherwise. So that's anus. This is also something that that the Tosos mentions, just another manifestation of this, in the context of the Gemara in the beginning of Acholetz, where the Gemara talks about a case where you have a Yavam who was Baal Yivimto, or what was thought to be Yivimto, and then she gives birth to a son from the previous brother. So it turns out in the end that this is Shlob Makom Mitzvah, so that essentially this was Eshazach. So the Gemara says that in this case there's going to be a chiyu korban chatas because it was shogeg. So the Tosos say that this is specifically in a case of toch gimel chadashim, where you should have waited. It's actually a chiyu avchana. You should have waited, and because you didn't wait, so you're chayav. But if it had been la'achar gimel chadashim, where lo hukar ubra, so in that case you wouldn't be chayav to bring a korban because that's honest. And then they quote the Gemara in Shavuos the Rambam was paskening in Hilchos Shagagos, that about anisha, a bal isha shelo b'shas vesta. Principle being that if there's some occurrence which is, you know, unanticipatable, something that we never expect you to anticipate or we wouldn't anticipate, and it happens, so that's going to be on us, even though there's no compulsion or coercion. And there, you could have just waited 9 months. That would have been a solution to the problem. And you didn't do that. So the issue isn't that you had no other choice. That you could have claimed is what you have in context of the Baal Yishar Shlo B'Shas Vesta, because what else are you going to do if you want to be Mekai Mona? But in the case of the Yibum, you clearly had another choice, which is just to wait. Wait even longer, wait 9 months, 11 months, 10 months. There's nothing coercing you to be Baal Lachar Gimel Chadashim. Nonetheless, since this was something which is very unusual, something we couldn't have expected you to anticipate, so it's going to be a Pater Mishimanos. And you have that in the context of Ritzicha as well. The Rambam in Hilchos Ritzeach Shrita Nefesh, I believe it's Perek Vav. Also, here he talks about it as a shogeg karv l'onis, but the point is that it's not, the tour is not midin shkaga, and therefore there's no ritzicha, there's no chiv galus. Ritzeach Shrita Nefesh, Vav Halacha Gimel, yeah. You have it? You want to read it? Got it. Yishorig shkaga, ritzeach shkaga, kubal l'onis, Right. So this case of Shkaga Korlodonis, which is Sheyarib Misa Zem Ora Pela, Sheinu Matzai Berob Meraos, so there too you have a din of Anus, not Shogi. So that's just, I'm just illustrating the assumption that when you talk about anus, it's lav dafka compulsion or coercion. It's also simply something which you couldn't even expect it to anticipate. Okay, so that's just dealing with that. Now, we were up to, I think, one final issue regarding the din of Hakasha Mikad Delahamis, which is the scope of this halacha. Where does it apply? In particular, does it apply to Nezikin? In other words, is there such a p'tur in Nezikin? Let's say I do some nezik to you. Do we say that, let's say, that this sort of act, this sort of haka, shouldn't have caused this sort of damage, and therefore you're going to be p'tur? Or do we say, no, whatever you do, and we don't say such a thing? So this is explicitly brought up by the Gemara in Bava Kamma on Daf Tzadi Aleph, where the Gemara raises this question, is Yesh Omed L'Nezakin or Ein Omed L'Nezakin? Do we say that this din of Omed, right, our din in our Gemara, She Yomos Ba, is that something which is unique to Ritzicha, or is it something we apply to Nezikin as well? In the context there, particularly Chaval. So the Gemara says, the Gemara has a debate about it. It tries to bring different rayas. In the end, it concludes that we do say it there, because we have a pasuk to darshan it there as well. Shemana Timani Omer, Ma Egrof Miuchad, Shemaso Le'edim Le'eda, right, because the pasuk is...
Pasuk? Bein Be'egrof?
Where is it? Eben O'Begrof.
What is it? Right, Be'eben O'Begrof, right. So why does it say Egrof, fist, something that is clearly able to, that everybody can see, Maser Le'eda Le'edim, that it has the capability of doing such damage? Af Kol Miuchad Shemaso Le'eda Le'edim, Shramina Yesh Omed L'Nizakin, Shramina. So there we see that it has to be something which is something that can do that sort of damage, that we can assess as having been capable of that kind of damage. As the Gemara concludes. Okay? You look puzzled.
I'm saying, well, I mean, even if you're going to say it's onus, still, this would be...
So that's what we had to discuss. Right. So what we want to understand is, why would we say yes, why would we say no in Ezekiel? Why should it apply, why wouldn't it apply? And for that, you have to understand, well, what's the basis for the din? If the tour is based on the idea that there simply was no Maaser Ritzicha here, why? Because this act is not one which kills. Remember, the Rivash says it. We have to find out if it's Efshar Shiyamus Ba. If it's Efshar Shiyamus Ba, so then what we'll say is that we can attribute the consequent result to the act. But if it isn't, so then we don't. And then what we say is it happened on its own. By the way, I forgot to mention that clearly. You see, the Rivash was going the idea that it wasn't a Maaser Ritzicha, and based on specifically the idea that we don't attribute the consequence to it. Like what I was saying for Rashi, I think Rashi is pretty clear that he says that. The Rivash clearly says as well that if it's Efshar Shiyamus Ba, so then when it happens, even if it's Miuta, the Miuta says the Rivash, but if it happens, then we'll attribute it to the act. Whereas if it's Yeshar Shalhamis, so then you won't. If that's the basis for the Ptur, so then it's quite clear, I think, makes a lot of sense to say that it'll apply in Ezekiel as well. Why? Because you didn't do the act of Nezek. You tapped him on the shoulder, and all of a sudden his shoulder broke. So that's not an act of Nezek, that's some sort of brittle, sort of internal breakage. It could be that what you did precipitated it, just like telling Sarah was my example before, telling Sarah about Avraham and Yitzchak precipitated her death, but it isn't the act, a killing act, it isn't the act that killed it.
Just the category of like in bar de lahamis, I assume will have like the same standards as the category of in bar de lahazik, right?
Meaning what?
Meaning like it's probably easier to be mazik than to be nemus. So
probably lower threshold. Right. Well, I mean, what we're asking is, can it do different things? I mean, in one case we're asking, can it kill?
I'm saying we're
I think it's reasonable to assume that. Yeah.
Of yeshba kadei lahazik.
Right.
Okay, fine. So I'm just saying that we can't bring rayos from like cases of Ritzicha, that like if something doesn't meet the threshold of Yesh Baka De Lahamis, doesn't necessarily mean...
Yeah, of course not. Yeah. Again, and it could be different for different people. So this idea that that this is why, if it's based on this, it'll apply in Ezekiel, and that I think is what we clearly have in Rashi, in the context of Dav Gimel, where the Rashi seems to be going with the assumption there, in that Lashon Achrina, that where if the animal dies, the reason you're putter, if it's a bortes, is because when we say bortes ze'av le'nezik and ze'av le'misa, what that means is that it didn't die machmas the bortes, it's a dinin omed. In other words, this bortes is ein bakid de lahamis. So this is what Rashi explains there. It says on Dav Kimmel, d'chihechi d'navik lan mikra bor asar le'misa nafkalan bortes le'nezak d'chsiv enaval shama shor chamor mashma be'meis ve'en huzak balabor yishalim umihu im mesa shor amur rabbanan b'bortisha pater. So that's exactly the point. Since this halacha of ein bakedei le, whatever, is a halacha determining whether or not we assume that it was the act which caused this result, so that's the basis of it, so then it won't be chayiv in Ezekiel either. Okay? If the Ptur Beretzicha is Mishum Anus, so then it's a different question. Then there's room to wonder and there's room to discuss. And what it'll depend on is two things. First of all, are Onsim at all ever Pturim in Adam Mazik? And second, if there are Pturim for Onsim in Adam Mazik, would this case qualify? So here, yeah.
Just getting back to the first point.
Yeah.
So if it's so obvious that you're going to be kind of widening murdering a puzzle.
One of two things. I think the most likely thing to say is that Gemara is asking about the din of Yesh Amin Nizakin Enom Nizakin. According to some of these other explanations of the din, it's not so obvious that it would have applicability in Nizakin, in which case the Gemara is essentially saying, what's the basis for din of Yesh Amin Beretzicha? In other words, what's the reason Hakar Hashem Egdel HaMas is Pater? Is because we don't assume it's the act that killed him? We don't attribute the subsequent death to the act, in which case, if there's Ein Bakedei LaHazik, it should clearly be the same? Or is it something else? And that we'll get to now. Alternatively, in theory, you might say that they're just different standards of attribution in terms of Maisa Ritzicha versus Maisa Hezek. So that we could have thought, maybe we want to attribute the death to this act, but maybe as long as there is Nezek in the end, we won't really try to determine, we'll just attribute it to the act.
So it's just confirming that you can apply this concept also to Nezek.
Yeah, right. Either way, exactly. Yeah, that's what Rashi sounds like. Because again, Rashi, in both contexts, in both Ritzicha and in Nezek, always speaks of lomachmas zet mace, so or lomachmas. I mean, in the context of Nezikin, he's talking about mace in the context of an animal. Okay, so what about if it's midinanos? So here I think I mentioned this machlokas before. I definitely have. Here we come to the machlokas of Ramban and Tosos, right? The Mishnah on Bava Kama and Chavav says that petzatach petzo, so we darshan that other mazgos chayev bein baonis bein baratz. So Tosos say it's chayev baonis, but that what that means is a specific category, class of onsim. Onsim, what they call Ke'en Geneva Ve'Veda. But not Onsim Gemur. Not Onsim, the kind of Onis equivalent to the way a Shoal would be Pater for it. There you wouldn't be Chayev, and they bring a number of different Rayas. The Ramban, Ibn Metzi, and the Fe'Bez, so he disagrees entirely. He thinks that Bein Onis means that there are no Onsim, there is no Ptur Onis in Ezekiel. So he has different strategies for dealing with the Rayas of Tosos, but what he says is none of them are based on a Ptur Anus, they're all based on some other principle, and we'll actually get to one of those soon. So what emerges is that according to the Ramban, there is no Ptur Anus at all in Ezekiel. So clearly, if Ein Bakedei LaHamas are based on its being Anus, so then it wouldn't have any applicability in Ezekiel. So for instance, Eitan, maybe Rashi will understand that he'll agree with the Ramban, let's say, about Anus in Ezekiel. And what he'll say is, the Gemara's question is it Midin Anus, in which case it won't apply in Ezekiel, you'll be Chayev. Or is it Midin? It's just not a Maaser Ritzicha. Tosos held at Onsim Gemur and Pturim. So, according to Tosos, it's possible that it'll apply in Ezekin, but it's possible that it wouldn't. You'd have to assume that it was an Onis Gemur. But at the very least, for Tosos, it's viable to say, on the one hand, that Ein Bakedei LaHamas, the Pater's Midin Onus, and on the other, that it also applies in Ezekin. The assumption is that it's an Onis Gemur. So if you're accepting that, you might say that maybe the question is it Onis Gemur or just Onus? Maybe that's the question. And by the way, the Rambam, according to this, what emerges is, I mean, the Rambam isn't explicit about does he agree with the Ramban or the Tosos, other than I think maybe here. In other words, this is true, and the way we understood the Rambam was that it's Midin on us. I mean, that's what the Rambam says in the context of Nezikin, it's Kamanasu. So then what emerges is that he agrees with Tosos, and he thinks this is the basis of the Ein Bakedei LaHamas. Okay. Finally, if it's a separate Yesod, right, if it's something else, it's not that there was no Maaser Ritzicha, and it also isn't that it was Midin on us Shogeg, but it's something else. So then, whether it'll apply in Ezekiel will depend on what we're talking about here. Rabbi Yehonasan Milunil brought up the Hitzilu Aida precisely in this context. He's explaining the Gemara, just, what would be the Gemara's reason to assume that it wouldn't apply in Ezekiel? Rabbi Yehonasan explains, the reason would be because it's rooted in a general point regarding that we say when it comes to Din Nefashos, Hitzilu Aida. So that's true in the context of Ritzicha. We'll say Vitzilu Eda. But if so, then it won't apply to Nezikin. So that's Rini Arsono. That's his explanation for that having the Gemara. In the end, he rejects it. So clearly it's not Midin Vitzilu Eda, because otherwise it wouldn't apply to Nezikin. Or, alternatively, it's a separate Din in Nezikin. That's also possible. I should mention that. If it's a dependent, so it's not just it's not rooted in Vitzilu Eda. So I think it's likely, still, it won't apply without an additional Pasuk in Nezikin. Because what we're saying is it's a separate yisod, the chiddush of Asher Yamuspa. So that's something which, where does it say that? It says that it's a Ritzicha. Now it's a Nezikin. So we won't assume that you have such a pot there in the context of Nezikin, although one that is a mukach, one could claim bechlam asayimane, mali katla pagam, mali katla kula. If it's true for Nezikha, maybe we can assume that it will be true for that the poter will exist for Nezikin, maybe. But once you have the additional pasuk, obviously you can explain that very well, simply saying that the Torah is expanding this notion of this poter. It's not just in that case, it's not just in Rotech, it's also in Nezikin. Okay? So that's the topic of Ein Bak Kedei L'Hamis. Okay, so now, before we get back to the Gemara Ayin Ches, we want to deal with the din of the Mishnah, the Ptur of the Mishnah, which is implied in the Mishnah. The Dochev, the Soch Bor, Sheyachol Alas Misham, is Pater Mimisa. Right? That's what the Gemara explains. The Sefer Ribusa Kamash Malan, Ava Gad Dachbo, Kevin the Yachol Alas Misham, Vemes Pater. So Kevin the Yachol Alas Misham, Vemes Pater. Okay. And why is he punter? What's the basis of the Ptur? So here we, I think, encounter several different options. Rashi, Alatar, makes it sound like the basis of the Ptur is Midin Hakash Ein Bak Kedei L'Hamis, precisely our previous sugya. Right? He says, Pater Hadochev Delo Avid Shir Misa. That sounds very much like he's saying, it's just not an Haka Hamemis. Haka Hamemisa. It's Ein Bak Kedei L'Hamis, so that's precisely the din that we were just discussing of Asher Yamuzba. So this is not a Dechifa Asher Yamuzba. Now, if that's the case, then the ultimate basis of this tour depends on the ultimate basis of the tour, on the basis of the tour of Ein Bak Kedei L'Hamis. For Rashi himself, what that means is it's not a Maaser Ritzicha. We don't attribute the death to the act. So in this case, what we're saying is the Dechiva L'socha Bor was an Ein Bak Kedei L'Hamis. If he dies, then that's not a result of that's not a consequence of the Dechiva. Okay? Alternatively, perhaps the ptur of Dochev, Lesot Borsha Yachala Asmisham, is a ptur of Anus, based on the notion of Lo La Suke Adaite. We can't have expected the Dochev to have anticipated that he wouldn't opt to get out, that he wouldn't save himself. And therefore, he's Pater Midin Anus. So this very much sounds like this is what the Tosos and also the Kamara Rashi Beharash and Babakama are saying. This is the Tosos in both on Chaf Zayin, but also on Chaf Beis. The case in the Gemara Mavakama is person is meniach kacheles. There's different cases, two different cases, but the main one is person is meniach kacheles alev adam. I put a burning coal upon your shirt, right, and you just don't remove it, so that it ends up burning you and killing you. So the Gemara cites our Mishnah, Gemara Mavakama cites our Mishnah as the basis for the tour. It's kevin the yachol asusham. So here it's hayalachol lasalik. So you're going to be put. The case that the Gemara ends up addressing is what happens if I put it on the lathe of an Eved, am I chayv or not? So there's a whole discussion in Rishonim, we're going to see the different issues, depending on what the case is. So there are different potential principles involved here. But Tosfos are of the opinion that we're talking about a case of an Eved kafus, so the Eved himself is, and we'll get to why this is important after, but the point is, according to them, the Eved is bound, so he can't remove it himself, but the Adon is there. The question is, am I going to be chayv to the Adon? Okay. So the Tosos say that the reason he would be punted there, Shemchashe Belibo Sha'adan Yasirenu. Velo Yismoch HaTashlumin. Right? So you thought, Shemchashe Belibo Sha'adan Yasirenu. So therefore, in that case, you're going to be punter. Midin Haya Yachal Lesalik Velo Silek. Again, they're talking about Chiv Tashlumin Le'Evid. Va'adan. We'll get to the issue of Ritzicha. But the point is there, the Bailam of the Mammon, namely the Adon, had the ability to remove the thing, the coal. He didn't. The reason you're punter in that case is because he was so meich, the Bailam was mechashe b'libo sh'adon yasirena. Now clearly, this is irrelevant, whatever he's thinking, mechashe b'libo is irrelevant if the issue is yesh Bak Kedei L'Hamis or ein Bak Kedei L'Hamis. What he's thinking is irrelevant, if that's the case. So clearly this is not going with the assumption that the basis of the tour is that ein Bak Kedei L'Hamis. Rather, what it's saying is this is honest. And again, the assumption is that honest is lav dafka compulsion, but any time it is unreasonable to have expected you to do otherwise, that's on us, and that could be cases where basically what we say is there's no way we could have expected you to anticipate such and such happening. So in that case, even though you did it, it was on us. Right? Like the Ramah in Hilchos Shkagos, like the Tosos and Yavamos, these are on us cases. So in the context of Nezikin, we actually find that in Tosos themselves. Tosos, in somewhat of an astonishing context, Akedekach, but the Gemara in Hakonis discusses this case where how gavra de batash bekaspasas the chavre. So the person kicks some sort of box, some sort of money box, I guess, of his friend. So He kicks it into the water, and now everything's lost. So Gemara's discussing a case, basically, you claim that you had gold in there, or silver in there. And that's very unlikely, because nobody puts silver in their box. The Tosas say that when the Gemara's discussing, it's actually not lav dafka. The issue isn't, in terms of Tomei Minitan, what do we have the right to assume was in there, but rather, even if we know for a fact that there was silver in there, you're still going to be putter. Why? This is the Tosos in Samach Bezim and Aleph and Bava Kama. Mi manchi inchi marginasa bekaspaso. Oh, no. I'm sorry, not silver. It was a pearl. So the Tosos say, afilu yesh edim shahayabo marginasa mi bayale. Even if we know that there was a pearl in the box, we still wonder whether or not he's going to be chaya for the pearl or not. Why? How could he be anticipated? So, if I go over and I kick something of yours, and it turns out that you put something extremely expensive in there, I'm not going to be chayav because could it be expected me to anticipate that you're going to have that in there? And it says, "Lom reading my havel legabe daske came to Lord Gili inchi lanuche klal." So the Ramban basically says, this is the Ramban in the Machamos. So he says, this issue that we're discussing, it doesn't apply to Mavli Kedisha Shachaveh or Mamash Be'adayim. Who cares what you thought was in there or not? You had no business kicking in the first place. Now, what's the basis for the Torah according to Tosfos? It seems clear that it's based on Anus. So it's a little bit interesting that the Ramban doesn't just say, how could there ever be a Patur? It sounds like the Ramban thought that this wouldn't even, in my opinion, I think the Ramban thinks that even if you had a Patur on us, this wouldn't qualify. Because Mehavad Legabe La'aske, you kicked it intentionally, not on us. We wouldn't say that you have the right to claim on us with respect to the pearl. But it has to be the Ramban also disagrees that you can never have on us. So regardless, the Ramban is going to disagree. But either way, the Tosfos there are a precedent and much more far-reaching example of this idea that you would have a Patur Anos in Ezekiel because lo havalei la'asuke daite. Now, even if one agrees with the Ramban over there, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to say over here as well that you couldn't have a Patur Anos based on the idea of lo havalei la'asuke daite. There, the act of Hezek itself was completely purposeful and intentional. There's only the magnitude of the Hezek, which was something that we didn't expect you to have anticipated. But the act of Hezek itself was intentional. Here, you might say, you couldn't have anticipated there would be any Hezek at all. I didn't think I was doing an act of Hezek. What was unanticipatable about this wasn't the magnitude of the Hezek, but it was just there being Hezek per se. So even if one disagrees, again, I think we're going to get to this, that I think the Ramban couldn't have agreed here either, but the point is that even if you agree over there, that's not honest. Here you might very well say it is. Okay, so that's the second possibility in terms of understanding this din of Hayalalal, Zalalala, that is based on its honest. Lohavale Asuke Daite, that you wouldn't come out. Yeah?
With regards to the case of the Eben and the coal,
we're going to get back to that, yeah.
Would the Adon be Chaya for just the, meaning like just putting the coal in is going to do some sort of damage?
No, not the Adon. The Miniach HaGachel, it's just the third person.
Ah, okay.
Damage on the shirt, but not on the person necessarily. I mean, how hard is it to flick off? Again, you're not, if you're free, your hands are free, probably not really, you know, it's got to be like a 2-second rule. When it comes to like the hot cold, it's probably not, I mean, if there's momentary pain maybe, but either way, it's certainly if it's on a shirt, there's no necessary damage. Just flick it off. So the third possibility is what emerges from the Ramban and Rabbi Nechanano. They invoke a different idea, a different reason for the tour of Hayelo Lahatzil Asma, basically. Hayelo La'alos Olevroach, V'lo Allah, V'lo Barach, V'lo Barach, or Hayelo L'salik, V'lo Silik. And that is the notion of Hu Harag Asma, Hu Pasha B'Asma. This is the Rabbeinu Chananel on Bava Kama and Daf Chasayin. Gemara there discusses the case of Hiniach Lo Gachels Alibo V'meis Pater. So Rabbi says that in this case of Hiniach Lo, where I put a coal upon your heart, your body, and you end up dying, your putter, from Ritzicha, a big dough of Nisraf Chayev, we'll get to that. If I put it on your clothing, you're Chayev. Okay? And in other words, you didn't remove it from your clothing. You're going to be Chayev. We'll get to why that would be. Then the Gemara says, in the name of Rabbah, that both of these we know already from the Mishnah. Tarvai Tanini. Alibo Titanan. So he says, we know this halacha of Alibo from where? From Perek HaNasraf. Kavash Allah L'socha Or L'socha Mayim V'niach L'Lasisham V'meis Chayev. Dach L'socha Or L'socha Mayim V'yach L'Lasisham. Misham v'meis pater. So it's a principle that we see. We see that already there. That's already the din. So just in that context, Rabbi Nachman, we'll get to the Hemshech Gemara, but in that context, the Rabbi Nachman explains, Kevin sheyachal ha'asira me'al libo, hayalo la'asira, lo hisira, hu haragatzmo. Hu haragatzmo. And the Ramban, we'll see, says the same thing. Hu hisigatzmo. The Ramban was talking about a case of Chavalah. Now, I think this is clearly distinct from and irreducible to the other two Yesodos Patur that we've seen until now. First of all, it's distinct from the notion of Hakashi Magdalay Amis. How do I know? It's not just an example of because he could have been Huharagatsmo, so what that means is it wasn't really Hakashi Yesh Magdalay Amis. How do I know that that's not the case? Because the Gemara on that Tzadi Aleph, when it discussed and was raising the question of whether Yesh Omei the Nizakin or Ain Omei the Nizakin, that we assume that there is such a thing as Hakashi Ain Bakadei Lahazik, and we'll ponder based on that. So it tried to bring as a raya the din of Taka Beozno, or what was it? Where it says, a second. Tashma. Hiko al Eno v'simo. O al Ozno v'chirsho. Eved Yotze ben l'chirus. Okay, so din of Eved Yotze v'shem v'ayim, it's not an issue. Keneged Eno v'eno ra, keneged Ozno v'eno shemeya, Eno Eved Yotze ben l'chirus. Fine. So the Gemara says, my time, lav mishum to be in an umdina? So why is it that in this latter case, where I hit you not on Eno, but keneged Eno, or not Ozno, but keneged Ozno, why is it in this case that your putter, and therefore we see Yesh Umdina L'Nizakin, because these things were not Yesh Bem Kidei L'Chersha L'Samo. So it must be that, right, this is where Rashi says, Dibina Numdina, V'hachi L'Bai L'Stamuye, Ela Mazle Hu D'Yitrele. Isn't that the reason? And the Gemara's response is no. Maybe you don't have a raya from here. Why? Because who the avis nafshe? The reason for that you're putter in this case, who knew the avis nafshe, is because you're doing it to yourself. Some Rishon explained that this is a case where you could have just turned away, or you could have just mitigated somehow the impact, and you didn't. So we say that who ihu the avis nafshe. Kedani avis chaveru putter midin adam v'chayv din shemayim. Ketzad. Taka ba'ozno v'chirsho putter. Okay, so the Gemara deflected the raya that we say Yeshem Alim Nizakin from the fact, based on the principle that maybe it's only because Ihu Avis Anavshe, which means that even if we didn't have a din of Hakash Ein Bakedei Lahamis, we could still have the Ptur Mishum She Ihu Avis Anavshe. So it's Namidin Ein Bakedei Lahamis. It's also Namidin Amis. How do I know that? So it's evident from the Ramban. Why? For two reasons. First of all, just from the general fact that the Ramban held that Adam Mazik is Chayav, even for Ons Gemurim. So, given that we saw in the Gemara Tzadi Aleph, you see that the Gemara considered that this would be, that it's viable to say that we have a din of Ihu Avis Anavshe, and that's why you're Pater B'Nizikin. So from that alone, you could deduce that the Ptur of Nizak Pashav Atzmo is not Midinanus, since it's Pater B'Nizikin. But moreover, this is one of the major strategies of the Ramban, which it utilizes in neutralizing and deflecting the Rayas of Tosos. Number of cases where the Tosos bring up to illustrate their opinion, which is that Adam Mazik, even though it's Chayav Be'onsim, is not Onsim Gemurim or Pater, so Tosos bring up various cases where they say, you see this clearly. So just as one example, Yushami. Yushami says that if you have a case where somebody's sleeping, so if after the guy was sleeping, some Balwa Kli places his Kli next to the Yashin, so then he's going to be Pater. So Tosos say, in that case, so I did the Nezek, I rolled over. If I'm putter, what does that mean? That means that I'm putter because it's honest. So, onsim gemurim, you see, are putter. So the Ramban, this is just one example, says, no, that's not putter midin honest. Rather, the tour there is based on what? The Nizak is pushay ba'atzmo. The Nizak contributed. The Nizak is essentially responsible for the hezek. Right, this case is actually our Tosos here. And Anisrafin quotes this. This is one of the Tosos, this is all of Rashas, where the Tosos say that they're putter be'onsim gemurim. So the Ramban says, no, it's based on the idea that Ihu Azik Anashe. So clearly, according to the Ramban, this Ptur is not based on Anus. So what is it? So that leaves us, I think, two options. The first is the basis for the Ptur, the reason is Ptur, is because there's a Chisaron Be'etzem Mechayiv, there's simply no Maisa Ratzicha. And that, I think, itself can be formulated in one of two ways. It can be explained in one of two ways. We could explain it that it's based on the expectation that people act in accordance with their own instinct for self-preservation and for their own self-interest, their instinct for preserving their own property, such that acts such as Hanachas HaGecheles or Dechifa Lebor Sheyachol Al Tisham, where the person who's being acted upon is fully able and capable of avoiding harm, can negate any possible consequences of harm, So because we expect him to act in that way, the act of putting him in that context is now stripped of its being defined as a maisa hamazik or maisa harotzeach. In other words, at the plane of legal responsibility and causation, given the expectation that a person doesn't willingly allow himself or will not willingly allow himself to suffer or to be damaged, what we say is that his failure to act in accordance with that is what is legally responsible for the death. What you had before, let's say the act of anachas hakechelos, the act of putting him into that boar, that was just providing the context for subsequent inaction on the part of the neharag or the nizok, and it is that subsequent inaction which is what killed him. Okay, so that we basically say that what I did was simply provide the context where your inaction is what killed you. Okay? That's one possible way of understanding this. I think alternatively, again, this is within the understanding that there's no Maaser Ratzicha here. We don't. It's a Chisar Me'etzem Mechayev. I think there's an alternative, and Nachmina will be very will become very clear. I don't know this word, but next one, which is that it isn't that we don't attribute the death to the act of Hanachas HaGachelos, given the expectation that the Neharag would remove it. Rather, the idea is that we don't classify an agent as a Rotzeach or a Mazik if he was working in tandem with the purported Nizok or Neharag in the process which resulted in the death, or the Nezek. Right? As the Rambam noted what we saw in Marnuchim, Rotzeach and Mazik are two instances of the broader Parsha of Pogeya Bezulas, somebody who is attacked, somebody who harms somebody else. Interpersonal aggression. So we might very well say that legally it simply isn't defined as a pgia bazulat, as an attack, as a maisa mazik, maisa ritzicha, when the person who is the recipient of the act had decisive involvement in that which took his life or damaged him. It's not pgia bazulat in that case. In order to be defined legally as a maisa ritzicha, you need that. You need that the Rotzeach is subjecting the Nirtzach to an act of his own authorship without the person himself assisting him. So that's an alternative. We'll see there's a very simple nafkamina between this understanding of why we would say Nizak Poshei Ba'atzma, that means that there's no Maaser Ratzicha, and the previous one. That's one understanding of Nizak Poshei Ba'atzma, the Chisaron in the Maaser Mechayev, in the Maaser Ratzicha and the Maaser Nezek. Alternatively, could be that what we'll say is that it was my act that killed him. It was my act that was mazik him. So what's the base of the Torah? Nizak, Pasha B'Yatzmo, is an independent Yisod Poter. Right? Even if we say that there was a Maaser Ratzicha, was a Maaser Nezek, and we attribute that act to me, nonetheless, I'm going to be Poter if the Nizak contributed in some sense. So Mashal Ma'a Davar Dome, you have the principle of Rabbi Yossi in Gemara Mava Kama, in Perek L'Yachfor, in Bava Basra rather, Va'al Nizak L'Harchi Yisatzmo. Right, so she does Rabbi Yossi regarding Hachakus Zikin is that in certain cases we say that the Nizak is responsible for removing his property from a place in which there is potential for damage, even though it's within his rishus. Many Rishonim assume that this is not just that he has a chiv to do so, but that even after the fact, if there was Nezek as a result of his not having done it, that will potter the Mazik from Tashlomit. So you could understand it there that we don't define it as Mazik. Or, I think more likely, we'll say, no, it's not that I wasn't mazik you, it's just that you have that there's a put there. You have responsibilities, and if you neglect those responsibilities, so then that actually is put there me, despite the fact that I actually am the one who damaged you. I'm still not liable given you're complicit in you yourself violated the principle of Anizak Dachay Sazba. So that's a third direction, which is that it's based on Nizak Poshea Ba'atzma, a separate Yesod, which can be understood in those different ways. Finally, it's also possible, and again, we'll see Nakaminas for this, that the basis of the tour here is that it isn't, again, this is the cases of Kevan Shahaya Yochel Atzil Atzmo, Salak Esadavar, Lalos Ben Abor, Levroach, Velo Asa, some putter. It's possible that the reason for that is that it isn't the Maaser Ratzicha, my act, the initial act, but not because of Poshei Ba'atzma, like I just said, like the Ramban says, but rather because in a case where we have an expectation, the ease of avoiding harm and the expectation that you would do so undermines his definition as a murderous act in the first place. It's not really a dangerous act if it's so easily avoidable. The difference between this and the version of Nizak Poshei Ba'atzma that I just mentioned, where we say it strips of its status of Maaser Ratzicha, is we'll say this doesn't require that it's specifically a Nizak. That I'm already giving it away, but the point is, if it's something which is so easily avoidable and it's so expected that it would be avoided, so then it's just not a dangerous act. For now, it might not seem different, we'll get to that. So there are several issues regarding this din, which are important to explore and through which we can flesh out some of these different approaches. The first is the scope of this din, the application to Nezikin. Right? So from the Gemara's Mevokamim themselves, it's actually, I think, tenable to claim that fundamentally this Torah is inapplicable to Nezikin. Right, the Gemara in Chav Zayin assumes that there is a chiyuv when a person is meniach gacheles al begadav shel adam, despite the fact that the person is right there. There are two reasons this might be. You could explain, because technically speaking, there's no presumption or there's no right to presume that the person is going to save his money, is going to interfere with the damage. Maybe he'd rather just get compensation. Just as likely, prefer compensation than to actually having to intervene and to get his elbows dirty. Right? So you have no right to presume that this will be the case. But that's a technical point. Alternatively, we could have said that fundamentally, in principle, there's no patur of hayalach al hasil atzmo when it comes to nezikin. And you couldn't, in fact, I think, interpret this to be the question of the Gemara of Rabbah, Gemara of Kama, regarding shor. The way that the Gemara has it is that it says, Rabbah says a din of, if I put it on the lave adon, so he's able to get it off, and he doesn't, so then I'm going to be patur. Then Gemara asks a question, what about if I put it on the lave avdo? So we're going to get to the, what's that case? It's very unclear what that case is. What's going on there? Lave avdo, what situation? Well, we'll see, there's several different issues. First of all, we're talking about where he died, where he got damaged. Are we talking about he was free to take it off? He wasn't free. He was bifnei adon, lo bifnei adon. So we'll get to that. But the Gemara ends up saying, and if you want to say, then the Gemara asks, ma'u kegufa dami or kemamona dami? So then the Gemara says, intim talomar kegufa dami, shor ma'u. Meaning, if I put a coal on your animal, do we say in that case that I'm going to be putter if the animal doesn't somehow shrug it off? So you could interpret that. What's the question? Why would we say shor kegufa versus kemamona? What's the question? So I think one could have understood that Rabbah's question is, why is it really that the case of mamon, of begdo benisraf, is pater? Is it because there's no expectation that there will be interference, that there will be any siluka hagacheles in that case? Because, well, the begadim are not going to do it, obviously, and the bailim is just as soon take the money and get the compensation. So if that's the reason, so then in the case of shoro, then you would say for sure pater. Because the shor, yeshul da'as asalik atzmo, right? He's not going to just acquiesce to his burning. He's going to get rid of it. Or is it kimamono and chayev? And what that means is that, according to what I'm suggesting, that the basis for the patur in the case of Beged is not because we have no expectation that you'll remove the danger. Rather, because there simply is no patur of hayel yachol la'alos or lahatzil v'lo hitzil, there's no such patur in Nezikin. When it comes to mamonos, there's no such patur. In which case, what we'll say is shoro kimamono. Even though you have an expectation there, you have the right to presume that it wouldn't happen, that the victim, in a sense, would remove it, there's still no patur. This patur does not apply in Nizik. And Misvara, we could explain why it wouldn't apply to Nizik. If we assume the patur is based on anus, lohavale lasuke daite, and either we hold like the Ramban that other mazik is chai b'chol onsim, right, so then what would emerge is it's true that lohavale lasuke daite, the shore wouldn't have, would allow it to just burn right through him. But the reason you're Michayev is because, so fine, so that's Anus. Adam Mazik is Chayev Bein, Onsim Bein Shogig. Or even if we assume that, like the Tosfos said, there is a tour for Onsim Gemurim, but maybe this is Onsim Gemurim. Maybe it is an Onsim Gemurim. According to the other approaches, I think it's clear we'll assume that it is applicable to Nezikin. According to Rashi, that it's based on Einbak Adela Hamis, so it'll apply in accordance based on the Maskana Sasugya on Daf Tzadi Aleph, based on the Pasuk of Egrov. So it has to be Yesh Bakedei Lahamis, it has to be Yesh Bakedei Lahazik. And if that's the basis of the tour, so then it'll apply as well. According to the Ramban, that it's based on the Nizak Pasha B'Yatzmo, so it'll also apply to Nezikin, and for him, it's regardless of the Sugya and Tzadi Aleph. In other words, whatever the Sugya and the Tzadi Aleph, the question that the Gemara raises there, whatever they say in the end, regardless of that, this din of Hayu Yachal Hatziv Lohitzil, this tour will apply in other Mazik, because it's based on a principle which is not subject to the discussion there, namely, Hanizak Pasha B'Yatzmo. Right, you guys follow that? In other words, both Rashi and Ramban will say that it'll apply to Nezikin. According to Rashi, though, that was the conclusion of the Gemara. It's the subject of the debate in the Gemara on Tzadi Aleph. According to Ramban, it isn't so. Even if I didn't have the Gemara on Tzadi, even if we concluded otherwise in the Gemara on Tzadi Aleph, if we said ain't open to Nezikin, so that Hakash Einbak De Lahamis Ken De Lahazek is still going to be chayiv so long as Lamaisa precipitated Nezek, the Ramban will say, but Avabichain, this din of Hayachal Hatzel Lohitzel applies here because this is a separate point, namely, Iu Azek and Avshe. And likewise, if it's based on the notion that it isn't the Maaser Ritzicha, it's not an act that kills, so then it will certainly apply in Nizikin 2, and that there again, regardless of whatever we say in Tzadi Aleph. That's in terms of Misvara. Lamaisa, there is a line that sounds like this in the Meiri. Oh, did I not bring it? Oh, no, I think I did. But... No, I didn't. Yeah. On Daf Chabez. No, that's not that, right. So that's why I think he doesn't really mean it when he says his other line, which sounds like something else. Because when he's describing there why you would be chayiv in that case, it's only because, which is apparently Shitas Rashi, we don't assume that a gedi has das levroach from a... There the case in Chafez and Beis was, or you ended up burning an eved and a gedi, so you're going to be putter in one and not the other. The whole discussion we've shown about what the case there is, Rashi sounds like he thinks that even if the gedi was untied, you'd be chayiv on the gedi because he doesn't have das levroach. So it's not that in principle there would be no such tour like that, but rather he just doesn't have das. But the Miri has a line where he says, is he there or no? Yeah, okay, I'm sorry, it was Chakimah and Aleph. The Miri says, V'arba d'var me'elu sh'nis chayvim yish'olim dafka b'kafus. This is Tomei Chavala. Arba d'var me'in dal d'var. Yish'olim sh'dafka b'kafus, ha'b'she'enu kafus pater, mikol v'kol, sh'hayelo l'vroach. V'yesh omrim shalo ne'emar ha'yelo levroach elo le'inyan misa. Ha'le'inyan nizikin chayev.
Where is this?
This is the Meiri on Chav Gimel Aleph. That line itself sounds very much... I mean, well, first of all, what happened to the previous sugya? Why didn't we mention it there? Does it mean misa versus nizikin, or does it mean ritzicha versus nezek? In which case, in other words, it could be misa of an animal... would be Bechalal Misa here. I don't know. I tend to think that it sounds, just this line alone, sounds like he's saying that lo ne'amar hayo levroach el inin misa l'inin ezikin chayev. I think the Mahadir maybe points to Rashi, which I don't really understand, because Rashi's talking about because he didn't expect the person to run away. In general, all the other Rishonim seem to assume as a principle this Torah applies. The only question is whether or not we have that presumption that person will, in fact, or that the person ought, in fact, remove the danger. Or we say no, that either when it comes to the Gdi, that maybe he doesn't have Das Lasalik, or if you have the Adon there, maybe the Adon won't be interested in saving it, he'd rather receive the money back, because it can be Tovei Abedin. But in principle, if it were able to be said, Hayelo Levroach, or Hayelo Lasalik, we would say it would apply. Okay. Continue. Should I let you do Paskin? Should we go? Should we start the next issue or not? What? Okay, I'll start.